Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues affecting Missouri's capital and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, we turn our attention to the importance of wedge issues, those hot-button and easily recognizable topics lawmakers both nationally and statewide continually bicker over. You know, healthcare reform, contraception coverage, the Obama birther controversy, etc. We'll take a look at how the Missouri legislature is dealing with these sorts of issues with longtime Statehouse correspondent and Talking Politics regular Phil Brooks. But first, on Monday, a Missouri House committee looked at a bill that eliminates vasectomies for men. It's a rather tongue-in-cheek rebuke by female Democratic lawmakers against another piece of legislation banning birth control. Natalia Allen was there and filed this report.
Missouri lawmakers respond to bills banning birth control by proposing a bill banning vasectomies. Democratic Representative Stacey Newman sponsors the bill. She says the ability to reproduce should be fair and apply to both men and women. However, Republican Representative Kathy Conway says she does not think this bill creates equality because it seeks to penalize males who get vasectomies.
I think that this bill was trying to equate it to abortion and not really its counterpart in females, which would be tubal ligation.
If this legislation passes, men who illegally get vasectomies could receive felony charges. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Natalia Allen.
Next, a bill that stops texting while driving in Missouri faced some harsh criticism from one lawmaker who worried whether the legislation was discriminatory in nature. Cole Carr reports from Jefferson City.
Kansas City Democratic Representative Brandon Ellington is concerned that proposed texting while driving legislation for all ages could lead to discrimination. Ellington questions how officers would determine whether or not a driver is actually texting rather than dialing, and when an officer should pull a driver over.
If it does go into an officer word against that of somebody that's driving, do you think this opens up police departments across the state of Missouri for liability when we talk about, I'm just going to say driving while black.
Missouri Highway Patrol Superintendent Ron Replogel says officers must document race in all traffic reports. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Cole Carr.
And a Missouri House committee is considering stripping a company of its not-for-profit status after an FBI investigation followed a state audit. Sarah Duffy filed this report from Jefferson City.
The audit revealed Missouri Employers Mutual spent excessive amounts of money on golf outings and vacations, along with donations to the Missouri Democratic Party. Two possible bills would put the Missouri House Government Oversight Committee in charge of deciding whether MEM should be a private or a public company. MEM CEO Jim Owens says the legislation voids the company's federal tax exemption and takes away millions from possible coverage.
Those millions of dollars, and it's not many each year, stay in the state of Missouri with those 10,000 small policyholders, with those safety programs.
The committee did not vote on the bills. Reporting from the state capitol, I am Sarah Duffy.
In the past week, wedge issues came to the forefront of the Missouri legislature, with bills dealing with controversial topics from health care reform to President Obama's birth certificate all on the table. So why do these sort of broad national issues crop up in Jefferson City? To answer that question, KSMU's Missy Shelton sat down with State House correspondent Phil Brooks.
Phil, this week we're going to talk about the fact that the legislature is taking up several so-called wedge issues. Maybe we ought to start by talking about what a wedge issue is.
Yeah, a wedge issue is an issue that's designed to drive a wedge into voters. It's an issue that one party, one political faction will push in an effort to get voters to swing over to their side on that issue. For years, abortion has been a major wedge issue in Missouri's legislature of trying to cleave off for Republicans, not just the fundamentalist and conservative anti-abortion Republicans, but to get some of those anti-abortion rights Democrats, like members of the Roman Catholic Church, to get them over onto the Republican side. Wedge issues are part of American politics, probably been here since the founding of our country, I suspect.
And what are some of the wedge issues that are surfacing this year in the Missouri legislature?
Oh, golly, I almost have this feeling that they're just percolating all over the place in this General Assembly. One of the things that's fascinated me is that abortion is less of an issue, wedge issue, although it's an element in it, than Barack Obama's federal health care law. That has become a dominant wedge issue that Republicans are pushing. and broadly described. It would include the controversy over whether or not employer-provided health insurance has to cover contraception and other services that some would object to. And so you have any number of resolutions and bills being sponsored. Missouri Senate this past week spent a good amount of time debating a bill that, in effect, tries to, it's the old pre-Civil War idea of nullification of, well, we're going to pass a law that says the federal law notwithstanding, you don't have to do it, as if the state of Missouri got the power to just toss out federal laws.
How do voters generally perceive the legislature spending time on these kinds of issues? And I ask that question because often when these kinds of issues come to the floor of the House or Senate, the opposing side will criticize the supporters for apparently wasting time on these kinds of topics.
You know, that's a really good question, Missy. I raised that issue with Steve Tilley, the House Republican leader, back in and I asked him his reaction to such a domination of wedge issues, and Steve Tilley defended it. His argument was that it's important for the electorate to be able to define the differences in political parties and legislative candidates. It made me think a little bit. For the average listener out there, I'll communicate to our listeners. I'll ask them this question. What's more likely to influence your vote? A legislative candidate's position on mandated health insurance requirements and your position on the federal law, or the candidate's position on an incredibly complex but far more important issue involving how to change the formula by which state money is allocated to local public schools. I suspect a lot of folks are going to say, yeah, your position on federal health care is pretty important to me. Your position on abortion is pretty important to me. Your position on contraception rights is pretty important to me. I'll base my vote on that. If you say that, then you're acknowledging wedge issues play a role in the electoral, governmental, public policy process of this country.
Phil, we're out of time, but thank you so much as always.
It's always good to talk with you.
I've been speaking with Phil Brooks, Dean of the State House Press Corps. I'm Missy Shelton.
Final note, KBIA will be continually updating our website as results come in from Tuesday's municipal and county elections. Seats from Columbia's 2nd and 6th Ward, as well as a spot on the city's school board, are up for grabs. We'll also have more coverage tomorrow morning during Morning Edition. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.